when researchers, or for example, even trainee students, when they're out for their practical teaching practice period, they use observational schemes which have been devised, and some of these have been devised specifically for the second language classroom. These observational schemes differ in different respects. They look at specific things or in a specific part of the lesson. For example, one observational scheme might be how a student reacts to a teacher's comment. Another one might be whether the teacher more often gives eye contact to the people sitting in a certain part of the classroom or another part of the classroom. And these observational schemes can help the teacher in reflecting on their own situation when somebody observes what they are doing. Here's an example of an observational scheme. And in this observational scheme, different aspects are observed for the teacher and for the student. So, for example, errors. Are there errors in the language of either the teacher or the student? What about feedback on errors? When a student makes an error, does the student receive feedback? And if so, from whom? Another teacher or another student? What kind of questions are asked? Are they genuine or display questions? Display questions are where the person who is asking the question knows what the answer already is. Negotiation of meaning. This is where teachers and students work to understand what the other speaker is saying. And finally, meta-linguistic comments. This is to see whether a teacher uses specific grammatical terminology to describe a particular situation. If you are indeed a person who's going to go out on a teaching practice, also VFU, then this observational scheme might be a useful table to use for the VFU paper that you have to write as a part of the course that you're attending.